This is Travel with Rick Steves, and we're joined by Tarek Moussa. He's on the line with us from Cairo. Tarek runs and owns a tour company called Egypt and Beyond. And Tarek lives in Cairo with his wife, Heba, and their three daughters. Tarek, I had such a great time when I was visiting your home for dinner. And you're a wealthy businessman with a wonderful wife and three lovely daughters. You've worked hard. You're quite successful. And your social world really revolves around a social club. And these social clubs are really interesting. Tell me about the importance of the social club for you and your family.
It's really important because in Egypt, we don't, you know, we live in condos and apartments. We don't live in houses with a garden, front and backyard, so for the kids to play at. So the social club is a fantastic way for our kids to go and get sports, play tennis, basketball. And my three daughters are into this. They are at the social club and getting these trainings almost 7 days a week. So it's a great way to socialize, have coffee. Now we have also Starbucks. We have everything. We have, you know, cafes and everything. But the social club, which each family in the neighborhood, we know each other. We know if we exchange news and facts and all. So it's a great thing, and we are lucky to have it. And in America, you have the park. People can walk in there, go for a run. We don't have that in Egypt. So our social club is the park. And this is how I met my wife, Heba. We grew up in the same social club.
You know, you have an arranged marriage. I remember I was surprised because you and Heba seem like a modern couple, but your marriage was actually arranged by your parents, right?
Correct, yes. After I lived in Australia for 15 years, I came back here focusing on business, run the company, and my mother wanted me to get married. So she and my sisters worked on it, and they knew Heba's sister. They got us introduced to each other at the social club, and we got engaged after we met, and within a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 6 months, we were married. And I've been happy since then, 16 years now.
So it's kind of a practical solution to the challenge of finding the right partner?
I totally agree. To be honest, I never believed in it before. But until I experienced it myself, it is amazing. Because when you have friends, your friend knows your habits, know what's Tarek like, and her friends would know what's Heba like. And with mutual friends, they could make a good match, and with the parents as well, getting involved. I never believed in it, especially I lived in Western countries, Australia, for so many years. But it's perfect. It worked for me. If I go back in years, I'll do it again.
If you and I are the sample pool, I think your system works better than mine. Maybe I should have listened to my parents. So, Tarek, I've met your wonderful daughters, and would they accept you and Heba arranging their marriages?
No, they knew our story. We advised them. So whatever their choice, if they choose, that's fine. We will bless their choice. If they would like us to help, we will help. So, but my eldest daughter, 15-year-old teenager, Laila, she said, I will never get married like you. I have to love someone and then I'll marry that someone. I told her, all right, do what you want, Laila. I will always support you. But the oldest one is totally refusing this idea. She does not like it. Okay. But she's 15. She might stick to this. She might change her mind. We will always stand by her.
And your wife, Heba, wears a scarf.
She does. Modern scarf, you know.
Is that not a burqa, but a scarf. Is that a choice that the girls can make when they come of age?
Absolutely. It's my three daughters at the moment. They're not interested in it. They say we will never wear a scarf. So
they're the young generation.
Yes, absolutely. And it's their choice. If they feel like it, it's okay. But we never, ever force them to wear it because it's just not right.
I love the idea of movie night with the girls at the Moussa household. Tell us about movie night with the kids.
Movie night on Thursday night. They come home by 9 o'clock and I make the best popcorn for them. To choose the movie takes about 45 minutes to all agree, five people.
So to get five people on one movie, to agree on the movie, you spend 45
to
minutes.
To agree.
I remember 45 minutes it took us when we went to Blockbuster to choose a movie. And do the girls like to have a movie that's in English or Arabic?
English, because they go to American school, so they understand it, so it makes it It's more them, and they love American movies. You Americans make good movies, so we love watching them.